West Virginia AG, coronavirus does not erase Second Amendment rights. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 16, 2020. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, R., is advising sheriffs in his state to stay on task processing concealed carry permit applications and issuing those permits for applicants legally able to carry a gun. Morrissey wants residents of this state to maintain the ability to defend themselves, regardless of coronavirus shutdowns and/or social distancing requirements. The NRAELA quoted Morrissey saying, "While we want our residents to be safe and practice good social distancing, we also want to ensure they can still exercise their right to keep and bear arms." On March 27, 2020, Breitbart News reported Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's R. comments, in which he made clear counties and municipalities cannot shut down gun sales during the coronavirus crisis. Paxton was asked to opine on the extent of a county's power during an emergency and said, "While the legislature granted local officials certain emergency powers to address disaster situations, that local authority is not without limitation. Relevant to your question, provisions in the local government code prohibit municipalities and counties from regulating, among other things, the transfer, possession, ownership, or sale of firearms, notwithstanding any other law." In Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey, R., signed an executive order exempting gun stores from shutdown orders during the coronavirus crisis. Ducey's order designates firearm and ammunition suppliers and retailers as essential, noting their role in safety and security. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.